You're listening to SBS News.
Is the relief President Joe Biden promised before he took power? $1.9 trillion American dollars in COVID-19 relief. In Australian terms, that's about $2.5 trillion.
Everything in the American Rescue Plan addresses a real need, including investments to fund our entire vaccination effort. More vaccines, more vaccinators, and more vaccination sites. This bill represents a historic victory for the American people. I look forward to signing it later this week.
Dubbed the most progressive bill in U.S. history, it includes another round of stimulus payments of up to $1,400 and extends emergency unemployment benefits of $300 a week until September. This is the sixth major coronavirus relief package for the United States. The Senate Majority Leader is Democrat Chuck Schumer.
We say to America, help is on the way. Help is on the way. You will receive $1,400 checks by the end of March. Help is on the way. Vaccines will be available far more quickly to far more people in a shorter time. Help is on the way. Our schools will open safely and more quickly than we thought. Help is on the way. Half of America's children who are in poverty will not be in poverty because of this bill. Help is on the way.
The bill's success is seen as a big win for the new president, despite not a single Republican voting for it. The conservative side claims the bill is wasteful. It was designed in January when the situation was much more dire in the US. Since then, coronavirus infections have stabilized as the vaccine is rolled out to more Americans. The House Minority Leader is Republican Kevin McCarthy.
So let's be clear. This isn't a rescue bill. It isn't a relief bill. It's a laundry list of left-wing priorities that predate the pandemic and do not meet the needs of the American families. This so-called relief bill will end up costing every hardworking taxpayer in America more than $5,000 each. This is the reality of this bill before us. It showers money on special interests, but spends less than 9% on actually defeating the virus.
A major focus of the bill is on the vaccine rollout, as lawmakers were to deliver on Joe Biden's promise of inoculations for every adult American by May. And top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says new research suggests the jab could be safe for school children.
There are vaccine safety and immunogenicity studies in adolescents and children that are either ongoing and or planned. For example, Pfizer-BioNTech's study in persons aged 12 to 15 is fully enrolled, as is the Teen Cove study from Moderna in individuals 12 to 17. This led me to tell you last time that we would know likely by the beginning of the fall whether or not we can, and I believe we will be able to vaccinate children of high school age.
President Biden has also asked his team to procure another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine. That's over and above what's needed to vaccinate the population, but the president says this is for unexpected obstacles. The European Union has also secured additional vaccines. European Commission spokesperson Stefan de Keersmaeker says the procurement of Pfizer vials will help fight emerging hotspots in the 27-nation bloc.
Some good news regarding vaccines. The Commission reached an agreement with Pfizer-BioNTech for the delivery to member states of 4 million extra doses of COVID-19 vaccines in order to fight coronavirus hotspots. Member states will be able to purchase 4 million doses, which will be available within the next 2 weeks on a pro rata basis, and all doses will be delivered before the end of March.
The EU has 6 contracts for more than 2 billion doses of vaccines to inoculate its 450 million people. But this won't help Bosnia, a country that's applied to be part of the European Union but is yet to be accepted. Its vaccination program only started on Wednesday this week, with doctors in the capital receiving the AstraZeneca jab donated by Serbia. Dr. Erna Drilljevic is an infectious disease specialist in Sarajevo.
We must secure a substantial amount of vaccines as soon as possible, vaccinate fast, and with strict restrictive measures, we can slow the epidemic. We cannot prevent the spread now as we are 4 weeks late.
Daily case numbers have doubled in the past week and hospitals in the Balkan country are struggling to cope. Poland and Greece have also recorded their highest daily infections this year as the UK variant takes hold. And concerningly, this variant could be up to twice as deadly compared to previous strains. A study published in the British Medical Journal compared death rates of those infected with the variant to those with the previous form of the virus and found the new variant to be 30 to 100% more lethal. The new variant led to 227 deaths in a sample of 55,000 patients, compared to 141 deaths in the same number of people with the variant circulating earlier in the pandemic. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.